It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Jane Stone, Director of Domestic Marketing for the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. And Jane, here we find ourselves in October Pork Month. Just give us some of your thoughts. I know there's a lot of things going on. We're going to talk about those in just a moment. But what do you think about Porktober here in 2023?
Well, we're excited about it, as always, and it's one of the busiest months at the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. We have a lot of fun with it. We love, you know, being out there and highlighting the great products that our pork producers raise, and highlighting our producers and all the good things that they do, and all the great food that they provide. So, yeah, it's one of the more fun months of our entire year.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about what you're doing for Porktober, and I think it's kind of cool that you kind of let your board loose and promote the pork industry in a number of different ways. Tell us what's going on. What is the board doing? What are some of these individuals on the board doing to celebrate October Pork Month?
That's a good fun way to put it. Yes, we turn them loose. We what we do is we give each board member $200, and we say go forth and promote pork. And they have really stepped up to the challenge this year. We've got 19, and I think we'll have some more as the month goes on. But right now, we have 19 board members that are out doing, you know, it's their choice. They're doing whatever they want to do in their communities to help promote pork for Porktober.
Yeah, give us some examples. What are some of the things that the board members are doing?
Okay, well, you know, we've got Jared Learman, who's from your neck of the woods. He's working on a $5 off coupon promotion with the Norfolk West Hy-Vee. Hunter Thomas with Thomas Livestock, he's out in Broken Bow. He's going to be trick-or-treating with full packages of bacon on the town square in Broken Bow. How fun is that? We've got a couple board members from the Omaha area that have provided boneless pork loins for the Omaha and Bellevue fire departments. And we've got some promotions going on with Fairway Foods, also instigated by board members in the Omaha market. Bill Lucky, a past president for MPPA, is going to be doing some tours on his farm, and he's going to be making some breakfast for folks. So, and one of our staff members, Steve Hofer, got together with Da Vinci's in Lincoln, and they added three new pulled pork pizzas as well as a pulled pork sub for October, and they're going to be doing some couponing with that. So, yeah, it's kind of exhausting to think about, but lots of fun stuff going on.
Yeah, and then something else that happened here this month, an experiment with a retailer up in the Norfolk area. Can you tell me a little bit about what was going on up there, Jane?
You bet. Lou's Thrifty Way introduced a Jurassic Pork item. It's a gigantic 25-ounce bone-in pork chop, and he was featuring that for, believe it or not, $2.50. So it's the first time he's ever done it, and we're going to be talking with him as he gets some results from that and trying to figure out if we can work with him a little bit more on that during Pork Month.
Oh, isn't that awesome? So many great ways to help promote the pork industry. October Pork Month is going on this month, and the Nebraska Pork Producers, producers, board members, staff, everybody getting in the mix into to promote pork here this month. And again, Jane Stone is Director of Domestic Marketing with the Nebraska Pork Producers Association joining us here today. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, you can call the home office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check out the website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.